Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2019. It is the 365th day of the year, the last day of the year. The following day, January 1st, is the first day of the following year. 79 days until spring begins, 63 days until primaries, and 308 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:25. The sun sets at 5:02. We have 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight to play in. Solar noon at 12:13. The first high tide was at 3:45. The next high tide at 2:18. The first low tide will be at 8:59 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 9:02 tonight. The moon is currently 26.2% visible, a waxing crescent. Yes, a waxing crescent moon. We'll have a full moon on the 10th of January. Today is New Year's Eve, Old Year's Day or night. It is Make Up Your Mind Day, National Champagne Day, No Interruptions Day, One Voice Day, Universal Hour of Peace Day, Unlucky Day, World Peace Meditation Day. It's also St. Sylvester's Day, International Solidarity Day of Azerbaijanis, First Night, the last day of the year, or Bisperas Ning Bagong Taon, special day, holiday between Rizal Day and New Year's Day in the Philippines. Novi God in Russia, Omisoka in Japan, first day of Hogmanay, or Old Year's Night in Scotland. It's the seventh day of the 12th days of Christmas. It is the sixth and penultimate day of Kwanzaa. Today's principle is Kwumba, or creativity. On this day in history, in 1796, the incorporation of Baltimore as a city. 1831, Gramercy Park is ceded to New York City. And 1857, Queen Victoria chooses Ottawa, then a small logging town, as the capital of Canada. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42 and BBC News Hour coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of California news stories. New laws are going into effect here in California tomorrow, New Year's Day. Two of them are being challenged this week, the rideshare company Uber and an on-demand meal delivery service called Postmates are suing the state of California to block a broad new law aimed at giving wage and benefit protections to people who work as independent contractors. The lawsuit filed in court yesterday argues that the law violates federal and state equal protection and due process guarantees. The law, which goes into effect tomorrow, creates the nation's strictest test by which workers must be considered employees. It could set a precedent for other states. A member of the state assembly says the law extends employee rights to more than 1 million workers in California who lack benefits. A federal judge is temporarily blocking a new California law outdating mandatory arbitration agreements. Critics say this can make it more difficult for workers to sue their bosses for sexual harassment. A U.S. district judge yesterday halted enforcement until she considers a request by business groups for a preliminary injunction next month. This new law had been set to take effect again tomorrow on New Year's Day. About two-thirds of California's non-union private sector workplaces have mandatory arbitration law policies. Arbitration moves more quickly and costs less than going to court, but labor groups say it leaves workers at a disadvantage before arbitrators, who are often selected by the employers. A federal appeals court in San Francisco has refused to reinstate a lawsuit by a Santa Rosa woman who says the makers of Diet Dr. Pepper committed fraud and deceptive advertising by implying it would help with weight loss. A panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said yesterday that the dictionary definition of diet, when used for a product, simply means that it has fewer calories than the regular version, and most consumers understand that. The court's ruling said there's no reasonable consumer would assume the soda's use of the word diet promises weight loss or management. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2019. It is the 365th day of the year, the last day of the year. 79 days until spring begins, 63 days until primaries, and 308 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:25. The sun sets at 5:02. We have 9 hours, 37 minutes of daylight to play in today. The first low tide will be at 8:59, the next high tide at 2:18 this afternoon, and the final low tide at 9:02 tonight at the Golden Gate. The moon is currently 27.4% visible, a waxing crescent moon. Today, of course, is New Year's Eve, Make Up Your Mind Day, National Champagne Day, No Interruptions Day, One Voice Day, Universal Hour of Peace Day, Unlucky Day, World Peace Meditation Day. It's also St. Sylvester's Day, International Solidarity Day of the Azerbaijanis, First Night, Novigold Eve in Russia, Omisoka in Japan, the first day of Hogmanay. It's the seventh day of the 12 days of Christmas and the sixth and penultimate day of Kwanzaa. Today's principle is Kuumba, or creativity. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Henri Matisse, George Marshall, Silvestre Revueltas, Simon Wiesenthal, Odetta, Jaime Escalante, Rosalind Cash, John Denver, Ben Kingsley, Donna Summer, Juno Diaz, Cy, and Donald Trump Jr. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. The time is 8:51.